Welcome to the If You Market podcast. We are the only podcast that markets the shit out of it. We have a special bonus episode for you today. We were at the MarTech West conference in San Jose in April 3rd through 5th. It was a great event, and we plan on doing these special episodes around events a lot more. But what we did is we went around and interviewed people, just asking them three simple questions. What MarTech interests you the most from the show, we were implying? What their company does and what problem they would like to see MarTech solve. We got some great answers, had a lot of fun at the show, and so without further ado, here we go.
I'm here with Jesse Knight of Amplify.io. Jesse, first question, what MarTech interests you the most at the show here?
So coming from a sales side, I'm always curious about outreach, and one thing that struck me is I've always struggled with is bounce rates when coming to emails. So there was a company here that was able to do back-end verification for mass amounts of emails, meaning I shoot over a list of 8,000 email addresses and I need those verified. If I only come back with 3,000 verified ones, man, that's a win to me. So that's been relevant as far as growing and cold prospecting goes on my end.
Excellent. And then what is it that your company does?
So we're a digital asset management solution, meaning when marketers or digital marketers have mass amounts of digital content that they need to find, organize, and share, we bring all that together in a centralized hub, make it easily searchable and shareable across the sales guys, the go-to-market people, and whoever needs to access the content when they need to access it. We use AI to help leverage the ability to organize all that content and make it highly taggable and searchable.
Awesome. And then final question, what problem do you hope MarTech will solve?
Let's see. That's a great question. I want to grow my business. I want to increase my lead generation. I want to increase people finding my company. So I want to become more discoverable, more searchable on the internet. And then at the end of the day, I want more people reaching out to me.
Excellent. Thanks. Okay, I've got Deepak Kumar of Vicar. So first, Deepak, what MarTech interests you the most here at the show?
Of course, we are here for the first time, very excited about it, and what we do, very few people do in this universe right now. So Vicar, it excites me most, and I, of course, there are a lot many other vendors that I would encourage everyone to check out too.
Okay, and then leading off that, Vicar, what does your company do?
So we are a B2B sales and marketing operations company. So when a lead record is created in the CRM, it's pretty much orphan record. So we kind of clean and dedupe it and match it to other CRM entities so that it can be used for the lead routing and the segmentation for marketing.
Fantastic. And you guys can check that out at vicar.com. And then final question, what problem would you like to see MarTech solve?
So I see MarTech as a very honest and independent platform that can advise people on what all marketing technologies are existing there. And it is not pay and play kind of a model where only the heaviest, very heavy lifters can play. Rather, everyone else can actually voice their opinion, and it can actually help the community to a larger extent.
Fantastic. Thank you. I'm here with Lila Umbala of People AI. And we're going to ask you a couple questions, Lila. First, what MarTech interests you the most here at the show?
Other than People AI, I would say SurveyMonkey.
All right, excellent. And then could you tell us, People AI, question number two, what do you guys do?
What we do is we connect with all of the business systems that your go-to-market team is using, and we track their sales activity to provide coaching opportunities for your team.
Fantastic, and that can be found at people.ai. And then final question, if you had one problem that MarTech could solve, that somebody could create a MarTech that would solve, what would you want solved?
I would love to see a solution that identifies problem areas in the sales cycle. So explaining why certain opportunities are stalling at certain stages and how marketing and the different sub-departments of marketing can help push things through over the finish line.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. I've got Alan Pogorzelski of OpenPrize here. He's the Vice President of Marketing. Alan, first question, what MarTech here at the show interests you the most?
Well, I got to tell you, there's a lot of MarTech here. Some of the more intriguing things are these apps that help you keep leads up to date and help add leads into Salesforce by looking at sales reps' emails. I think those are fabulous apps. There's three or four providers here today that do that.
Fantastic. And then second question is an easy one here. What does your company do?
Sure. Well, OpenPrize is a data orchestration platform. We automate all those painful manual processes that marketing automation and Salesforce automation solutions don't. Things like list loading, data cleansing, account scoring, and hundreds of other processes that really should be automated.
Fantastic. And then final question, what problem would you like to see someone create a MarTech to solve?
I'll be honest, I think there's way too many marketing solutions out there looking for a problem. And we have a very narrow MarTech stack, and that's intentional. So honestly, if there was a solution out there that could help me digest all of these companies because all their messaging is so similar, that would be really, really helpful.
I love that. Too many solutions looking for a problem. Thank you. Okay, I'm here with Hannah Jones of SurveyMonkey. We're going to ask you a couple questions, Hannah. First question, what MarTech interests you the most here at the show?
You know, I would say what interests me most is SurveyMonkey, my own company. And I'm going to say that because I've been at this booth all day, so I haven't had time to explore other options. I would say the reason SurveyMonkey interests me the most is because so many people think of us as a free platform, when in the past few years we have really scaled and grown to become a company that can give other companies actionable feedback to empower their customers, their employees, and their market.
Wait, you're killing my second question. Okay, so good answer to the first question. Second question, what does SurveyMonkey do?
We power the curious.
Everybody knows, too, already what SurveyMonkey does, so you guys do a good job of that. On to the third question. Oh, wait, SurveyMonkey.com, if you don't know how to get there. Third question, what problem would you like to see someone create a MarTech to solve?
I would say that this isn't necessarily a problem at SurveyMonkey, but I think at a lot of companies, there is a disconnect between marketing and sales departments. So coming up with collaboration tools to help empower sales and marketing teams to work together and have better cross-functional collaboration.
Fantastic. Thank you, Hannah.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm here with Caitlin Aliano of Kaizen. Caitlin, I have a couple questions for you. First question, what MarTech interests you most here at the show?
I would say the company called Elise. They do AI-powered gifting, so really comes in handy with sales, BDR outreach, things like that.
Fantastic. Shout out here to them. And then second question, a little bit of a palate cleanser. What does your company do?
So Kaizen is the number one personalization engine that makes it easy to automate personalized experiences across all channels to increase marketing ROI. And by unifying, I'm not done, by unifying all data, Kaizen also helps you know your audience better than anyone else. No coding interfaces save time and make your day easier than Kaizen.
Fantastic. Nailed it. And final question, what problem would you like to see MarTech solve?
Sure. I would say anonymous user attribution. When people switch from different devices, tracking that back to the same contact. I would say that's the biggest problem that needs to be solved at the moment.
Fantastic. Thank you. Okay, I'm here with Rosie Day of Acru. And I've got three questions for you, Rosie. First, what MarTech here at the show interests you the most?
Ooh, okay, tough one. Been on the booth most of the time, so I haven't had a proper look. That will be the plan today, to actually walk the floor a bit more and see what's hot out there. There was a company called Workadoo, who basically integrate with everything under the planet through Slack, which I thought was a cool little tool. But yeah, that will be the thing today, actually, immersing myself in it a bit more. Sorry.
Awesome. And then second question, easy one here. What does your company do? Acru, what do you guys do?
So really good for an event like this. We are an event lead capture app. So we work with the exhibitors at shows like this to help them capture well-qualified leads at the show floor that then integrate seamlessly with their sales and marketing tools.
Fantastic. And final question, what problem do you hope MarTech will solve?
What problem will MarTech solve? Oh, gosh. For me, as an events marketer, I mean, our tool is helping us prove. It's all about getting ROI from shows like this, actually being able to prove that, capture that in a way that isn't so cumbersome and time-consuming. So any way MarTech can help transform that and it make that process easier is key for me.
Okay, I'm here with Tom O'Malley of Current. And Tom, I've got a couple questions for you. First question, what MarTech have you seen here at the show that interests you the most?
You know, I don't know if it's one particular thing, but I'm walking out of this show thinking that you've got a group of people that are here so energized about the tech, meaning you've got such innovation going on. I'm happy to see that some of these things are coming out of data and talking about experience. So the data buzz, the AI, everything seems to be dying down a little bit. So that's sort of just an observation from the show that I really enjoyed.
Fantastic. Second question, really easy one. What is it that your company, Current, what do you guys do?
So we connect companies directly with their target audience. We call them virtual customer advisory boards. It allows facilitated online engagement directly with your target market for both insights and also thought leadership generation.
Fantastic. Final question. What problem would you like to see someone create a MarTech to solve?
I want to see a merger of research and content. I believe that research still sits in a category that is like learning and academic, but really they need to see themselves as content. What that would do is bring a lot more authenticity and science into the content that we're reading. So it's less opinion, more fact-based, more authentic, more genuine, more informative.
Awesome. Thanks, Thomas. So your company, Current, what's the domain there if people want to look you up?
So it's C-U-R-R-N-T. We couldn't afford the E. .com.
Fantastic. Thanks, Thomas.
All right. Well, that wraps it up for this special episode from the MarTech West Conference. Thank you for listening to the IFE Market Podcast. Again, we will continue to market the shit out of it here, and we'll be adding, or in fact, we've already added, so go to the IFEMarket.com website and check out our B2B event calendar. Any events that you'd like us to add that you don't see there, anything we're missing, please do let us know, but we're going to try to keep that populated with all of the best B2B marketing events for you. So go check that out again. It's at ifyoumarketthewillcome.com or ifyoumarket.com. Either one works. And thank you for listening on behalf of the If You Market team. Don't forget, if you market the shit out of it with events, they will come.